In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, Amen. It's nice to be back at Grace. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Florida, and I went to the church where I was ordained and everything else, and it was funny. It's a very different flavor down there. They haven't been wearing masks for a while. They haven't, whatever. It's just different. But it's nice to be back home and be here with you. Since Mike was here last night and Jerry, I decided I had to do a different sermon because, you know, I didn't want them to get bored during the sermon time today. So I was thinking that for me, one of the issues about this service this time, good, I got orders, I can take this off. One of the things about this service is the litany. And I decided I'm going to share with you my thoughts. This may not be a sermon, but it'll hopefully be a place where you could plug in some of your thoughts and concerns at some point. The Great Litany, or the litany that we use, has always troubled me because it's not a language that I normally use. And we're supposed to say it at certain important times in the year. And when we do, I always feel like it's not quite mine. I'm not quite saying it with the same intention. Also, the other issue with it is the theology. The theology of it is not my theology at all. And so I thought it might be interesting for y'all, that means all of you, for y'all to think about what your theology would say for the Great Litany or whatever. My theology comes and starts with a God who is a loving creator God. And so when you begin to deal with other images of God, I sort of slow down or have a hiccup or something and have to work at it a little bit more. But the images in the Great Litany are not necessarily of a loving, creative creator God. A God much sterner and a God who seems to enjoy punishing people, which is not my understanding or experience of our God at all. And so I think when we think about this beginning of the Lenten journey this year, one of the challenges might really be for all of us to think about our theology of who God is for us today. And it may be very different than it was 20 years ago or whenever, but what is your theology of a loving God today in your life? And I think as you think about that and discern that, it will sort of give you an interesting path. It will illumine your steps forward in this Lent in a special way, a way that may bring clarity to those places, those opportunities, those things you run into that might be different. I realized last night I was talking or preaching or whatever I was doing that come this December, I will have been ordained 50 years. That's a long time. And all of a sudden, I felt very old. That's a long time. But anyway, 50 years of the church and living through it as a priest, I have seen so much change, so much change. We have had different images of God. Different opportunities when we've served God in different ways. One of the real gifts of that whole time was being with Barbara Harris on her journey alongside her, helping and discovering through her some of the places that I had never seen in the church, in humanity or whatever. And so those people that are journeying or have journeyed with you may bring light into whatever your theology of God or whoever you want to work on is. As we go forth then and journey this Lent into the various places that the Lenten journey takes us, May it be a time of discovery. May it be a time of fulfillment. And may it be a time when each of us come to that Holy Week and Easter's time with new insights, new learning, and new openness to receive anew all the gifts of love and joy and grace that God has in store for each of us. Amen.